Hello, listeners. My name is Kabir Subbaiah, and welcome to the third episode of Team Recharge's podcast on sustainability and service. In this episode, we will be interviewing Raghav Grover, an alumnus from the Dune School. He is currently in his second year at the Georgia Institute of Technology. In 2017, he founded Leader of Light Dehradun, an organization that is collaborating with Team Recharge in its efforts to produce solar-powered lamps. Joining me today also is Mehul Grover, a fellow member of Team Recharge. Without further ado, we'll move on to our first question. And that is to Raghav Grover. What inspired you to start Leader of Light there?
Yeah, so back in the spring of 2017, we had like a few research projects going on at Dune. And one of my seniors at that time, Tejas Babari, he was working on a research paper on the efficiency of like a liter of light, you know, a water bottle compared to an ordinary glass window in a ceiling of a room. And the results were as hypothesized, and that the liter of light was able to illuminate a larger area of the room compared to a regular glass pane. And at the same time, I also was heading a social service project aimed at identifying the problems faced by the poor at a particular slum or settlement near Dehradun. And we were hoping to help them as much as we could, getting access to whatever government facilities or whatever other initiatives we could connect them with. So around this time, both of these things sort of gave birth to the idea of Liter of Light. So we started by doing this survey at our location, wherein we went in and we did like a proper survey of the entire area. And the two significant issues that emerged out of that were waste management and light. And as I was in charge of that initiative at that time, I got in touch with the local authorities, and I realized that there was no actual way to connect them to electricity. And this is a problem that I noticed with other locations that I had gone to do social service at. So if you look at tribal villages and villages that are remote in Dehradun and like near Dehradun, the biggest issue that all of these places have is that the population size is very, very insignificant. Hence, all of your local authorities are unwilling to spend money to connect them to the grid, which is why initiatives like Liter of Light, which is why Liter of Light was born, and which is why initiatives like Liter of Light are still relevant. So we sort of took like the initial design from the existing initiative, Liter of Light USA, and we saw a bunch of YouTube videos, and we took inspiration from that, and then we came up with this essentially like we followed their plans, and we came up with like the Mark 1 design of it, which was essentially like the exact same thing that they had implemented across Southeast Asia. And it was a water bottle which had a tube going into it, which had a small light bulb, and it had a solar powered, it had a solar panel on the top. And we just made like about 40 of those, and we went ahead and installed them in the slum. And here's where we sort of, that's how we began the initiative, and that's what sort of inspired me to start. It was just the combination of things. It was the right time and the right place, I guess.
Thank you for quite literally throwing light on this issue. Mehul, would you like to go ahead and ask the next question?
So, Raghav, when you started Liter of Light, did you have a vision in mind? And If you did, what was it, and to what extent has it been fulfilled?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, looking at back then, the vision essentially was to make sure that everyone in that particular slum had access to, you know, like a basic need of ours is light. If you date back, if you look at, you know, us from humans, when we were hunters and gatherers, one of the first things that we discovered was fire. So I feel like that fundamental need of humans that they were missing, that is light, it was something that we were hoping to fulfill. And I believe that, as with most things, the vision of a particular initiative or a particular program changes over time as they expand and venture out into other territories. So when we actually developed this product, and we went through a bunch of stages wherein we rolled out one iteration of it, like Mark One, and then we had a round of feedback, and then we went again and again. So it was an iterative process, and it still is. Like, we are still going through iterations of designs, and I believe that's sort of like the core of it. So the vision has sort of transformed over time as we go through these iterative processes, and as we, you know, put ourselves more out there, we encounter more people, and more people who are needing something like this, and more people who would like us to come in and provide us with this sort of product and this service. So I believe that the vision that I had in mind was a relatively narrow one, and I believe that that vision is now sort of transforming into what the initiative currently is, and I believe that that's like a ever-changing landscape. And I don't think that in any sort of service initiative or something of this manner, you should ever feel that your sort of vision has been fulfilled, as you know, my vision will only be fulfilled when you have no one left in this world who needs access to electricity, which is a Herculean task if you look at it in that manner. So I believe that we're like, you know, we have miles to go before we rest, and yeah, so the vision is always, the vision is ever expanding.
Thank you for that answer.
That's a beautiful way to look at it.
Yeah. So our next question is, again, about social service. So in the past few years, people have started turning to social service and student activism to play a key role in solving societal issues. This trend of service has been accelerated by the creation of more issues in COVID times. What advice would you give to young people pursuing service in terms of the direction that they should take?
I feel like that it's actually, I would say there's a two-pronged answer to it. I'd say you should approach service as a concept two ways. One, the first thing that you should approach service as is from the mindset of a scientist, in the fact that you should actually, you know, use the scientific method. You should create a hypothesis that, okay, I can see that, you know, when I visited the slum, I noticed that, oh, these people have access to all of this, but they don't have access to this. So let's say I hypothesize that, you know, maybe these people need this. And then you go in and you actually test that hypothesis. So you do a survey, or you go ahead and, like, you know, you interview people, you have one-on-one conversations. So that aspect of it really sort of gives you feedback and helps you formulate something that will actually be impactful to people. Like, you don't want to, you know, necessarily go and provide people a service of something that won't add value to them. To make sure that you are adding value, you should approach it in a scientific manner, in which you should only focus on things that people actually need. and will actually benefit from. And I believe like the second tip that I would have is approach it not just from the point of view of a scientist, but also the point of view of a businessman. So treat your social service as a business in the fact that you should always, you know, focus on how much money you're spending, save every penny, and focus on, you know, the nitty-gritties of issues and actually delve into how you're running it and who, and, you know, divide responsibilities. So following a business or a startup-like approach wherein you have a lot of people pulling the weight, but also like a rigid structure of how things are done, as well as having a scientific approach to what you want to do, I believe that a combination of these two things is essential and is actually killer if you if you're pursuing service or pursuing any sort of, you know, community-based goal in general. I believe that these two things are things that one should always keep in mind.
Thank you for that answer, Raghav. So thank you for joining us today. I can confidently say that this interview allowed me to better understand Leader of Light, an initiative that Team Recharge is now working with. And I hope this interview was as helpful for our listeners. Thank you for tuning in, and follow our Instagram and Twitter posts for more information. Feel free to message us with your suggestions and feedback. See you in the next episode.